If you have your Bible, you can open up quickly to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. And in Matthew chapter 24, we have, and also in chapter 25, the Olivet Discourse of Jesus Christ. Probably one of the most important prophetic words spoken as it relates to future events next to the book of Revelation. These words spoken by Jesus. And the Olivet Discourse was born out of questions from the disciples. Look with me at chapter 24, beginning in verse 1. And it says, "Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said, 'Do you not see all these things? Assuredly I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down.' And then the disciples asked him, as he sat on the Mount of Olives," like we're doing right now, "the disciples came to him privately saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be? Secondly, what will be the sign of your coming? And thirdly, when will be the end of the age?'" This is Jesus speaking to Jewish men, asking them a question, threefold question really, about when these things are going to occur. When's the temple going to be thrown down? When's this going to happen? When is your kingdom going to be established, the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And Jesus begins with a both near and future or far fulfilling prophecy in the Olivet Discourse. And he begins to tell the disciples that there is going to be, prior to his second coming, there will be an increase in deception. Many false Christs will come. Many false religious systems will be established prior to the second coming of Christ, when he establishes his kingdom upon the earth. Furthermore, the Bible tells us, Jesus spoke it, that there would be an increase of persecution, an increase of pestilence. All of these things will be on the rise. This is what's going to occur as a result leading up to the second coming of Christ. These are the signs that we're to be looking for. These are the things that we're to be considering as Jesus is going to come and establish his kingdom upon the earth. And then he went on to talk about the great tribulation period and what would occur during that period of time, and the abomination that brings about desolation, and which would usher in the final 3.5 years of the tribulation period. And at the end of the great tribulation, as the end of those 7 years is complete, the Bible tells us that then Jesus Christ is going to come again and establish his kingdom upon the earth. And in fact, in Matthew 24, look at verse 26 or verse 29. "Immediately after the tribulation, those days the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven will be shaken. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." When Jesus comes again, the Bible tells us it's going to be like lightning flashing in the sky. Every eye is going to see him. Nobody's going to wonder, what is this? They're going to know. In fact, the Bible tells us when he comes again that those that pierced him are going to look on him and they're going to mourn and they're going to ask him, "Where did you receive those wounds?" Because he's still going to bear the scars. And he's going to say, "I received these in the house of my friends." And he's going to establish his kingdom. The Bible tells us, make a note of it, Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. Actually, Zechariah chapter 14, I want to read this to you because this is significant, especially in light of where we're standing or where we're sitting at this moment. Zechariah chapter 14 tells us, says in verse 3, "Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives," listen to this, "shall be split in two, from east to the west," it says. "And it will make a very large valley. Half of the mountain shall move to the north and half to the south." When Jesus comes again, the Bible tells us in his second coming that he's going to set his feet right here upon the Mount of Olives, and it's going to split in two when he comes again. Right where we are, right where we're standing in this area is where he's going to come again. Furthermore, in the book of Acts, The Bible tells us that it was Jesus that brought his disciples, this is after the resurrection now, brought his disciples up to this place, brought his disciples up to the Mount of Olives, and it was from here that he ascended to heaven. Guys, from right here on the Mount of Olives, the disciples were there and they watched Jesus as he went up into the clouds. And they just stood there and they watched him just going up from this place. And as they were standing there, they received a word from two who were standing alongside of them, two angels, men in white apparel. And they, as they watched Jesus go up and received in the clouds, listen to this. It says in Acts chapter 1, verse 10, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men by them stood in white apparel. And they said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go up into heaven. They were told right then, listen, the same way that Jesus went up from the Mount of Olives is the same way he's going to come back again. And he's going to set his foot upon the Mount of Olives and it's going to split in two. Furthermore, the Bible tells us that Jesus is going to reign, rule and reign from Jerusalem, that he's going to go right in through that gate right there, the Eastern Gate. He's going to establish his kingdom. This is where he's going to rule from the throne of David. And his kingdom, as we read this morning in Isaiah, it's going to last forever and ever. Now, this is the final thing I want to leave you with this morning. If right now we're seeing the signs of the second coming of Christ, how much closer is the rapture of the church? If you're seeing all these things occur, like birth pains, they're just, as Jesus said, it's just growing in intensity. If you're seeing the signs of the second coming, how soon is the return of Jesus Christ, the rapture? And they're two separate events, because the Bible says the rapture is where we're caught up. Nobody sees him, but we're caught up to meet him in the air. But the second coming, a completely different and distinct event when he comes back again, and every eye is going to see him in that day. Prayerfully, you're ready for the return of Jesus Christ. Guys, we're living, I believe personally, in the last days. I believe the Lord's coming soon, sooner than when we anticipate, sooner than when we think, and we want to be ready. Amen? Father, thank you so much for the promise that we have in your word. Thank you that we could be here on the Mount of Olives. Lord, the same way you ascended, Lord, you're going to come again. And we look forward to that day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.